Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, my friend, I think you had an announcement. Luke, let's have some good word.
Yeah, just to let everybody in the listening audience know, we are celebrating Devil Radio today, Devil Radio Day today, with a special live broadcast later this afternoon. Mike Crute of the Devil's Advocates, along with Earl Ingram, will be broadcasting live from 4:20 p.m. to 6 p.m. At our friends over at The Herbal Aspect. They're opening a brand new location for their store on University Avenue. So we'll be doing a live broadcast at the store for their grand opening today, 4:20 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the air. You can listen in, tune into the event, or you can come on by, stop down, get some great Delta 8 CBD products and a bunch of other things at The Herbal Aspect today. Special broadcast with Earl Ingram and Mike Crute from 4:20 to 6 p.m.
Outstanding. That sounds just terrific. Thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah, two of the best. Mike Crute, Earl Ingram. Excellent. Two of the best radio people around. Today is Devil Radio Day because it is 927, September 27, 92.7. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, it amazes me that how the Biden administration has taken all these hits from not getting enough people out of Afghanistan, yet now that the Republicans didn't want to apparently have any of the Afghanis actually come to the United States, and it was an amazing job to get, even though there's likely mistakes made and all the Americans that want to get out of Afghanistan are going to get out, that it didn't all happen with under the guidelines, but I mean that why they're just not hammering on the point that, you know, Donald Trump released 5,000 Taliban fighters, including probably a number of terrorists in that group, let out the main terrorist leader over there in Afghanistan, and had most of the troops out of Afghanistan before Biden even took office, because he's still getting hammered from that. And also to start hammering these Republicans on the fact that they're willing to bring down the entire world's economy just to get back into power. I mean, that they just need to take out hour-long ads on television probably to just hammer this point home, because the media isn't doing enough of a job about it. Media is too cowardly just to come out and say that this is what's happening. They're too afraid to be labeled the liberal media. Well, the fact of the matter is there's very little liberal media in this country anymore. It's mostly corporate, mostly very moderate, and leading very right of center, they're left on a few issues, but for the most part, for economic purposes, they're pretty right of center. Sorry for my rant.
No, you hit two excellent points. Let me unpack that. First of all, on Afghanistan, and we've said it many times in the show, I'm going to say it again. Donald Trump is the one who recognized the Taliban. He should not have done that. He negotiated with them. He froze out the Afghan government, demoralizing them in their military. And then he told them to release 5,000 people that they had locked up. And they said, we don't want to. They're ISIS. Some of them were ISIS. The rest were Taliban who'd murdered U.S. soldiers. They'll bomb people. We don't want to. And Trump ordered them to do it. And of course, if they didn't, if he cut off money, they'd be dead. This terribly demoralized the Afghan people, the government, and their military. Their military have been fighting very bravely with our people. The Afghan people basically are good people. They have a very defective, basically sadistic government. The Taliban had virtually been eliminated back when we first went in. We bombed them, we fought them, they locked them up. I'm surprised they didn't execute them, quite frankly, because they weren't just some of them were terrorists, they all were terrorists. But they got released. They're now the government. They're the people who let in the Pakistan ISIS suicide bomber to kill 13 American servicemen. They're the ones who did it. Not only that, Trump said, I'm going to have you to Camp David. Well, Camp David is an iconic historic place for accords. That's where they had the Mideast peace accords with the Prime Minister of Israel and Yasser Arafat. And people said, no, for God's sake, you can't do that. So what did he do? He brings them to Vienna. Vienna, Paris, and Geneva are the three iconic European locations for this kind of thing. and these Taliban, and he says, do you promise not to be violent? They laughed. Oh, of course. They laughed. Then he said, we're going to get out by May 1. That was impossible. So Biden comes in. Everything you say is true, except that Biden was hired to clean up his mess. And you can't continue to just say, okay, he made a mess. Obviously he made a mess. He's a Russian agent. He was a Russian agent. He said he trusted Putin over our CIA and FBI. He's a Russian agent. But what do we do about this? What do we do about this? And we did withdraw. And when they say Americans are there, the ones that are left are ones that have dual citizenship. They're Afghans. And somehow they got a green card here or citizenship, fine. And they were told 30 times to get out. And they said, well, we'll wait, we'll wait. And now if there's some of them left, yeah, we'll try to get them out. But that's not on us. That's not on us. So thanks for calling in. Excellent comments. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. I really love the topic today because it's so important when we're dealing with the fantasy world of the right wing. He was told not to negotiate with terrorists. He did. Reagan said, we don't negotiate with terrorists. After Bush left, Obama had to take care of bin Laden. Now, Biden has to take care of this mess. And to your point, I'm sorry being redundant because I'm overemphasizing what you just said. But those Taliban that he released, how many were ISIS? How many were convicted? How should I say? The worst of the worst. He let them go. Why? Because he had the ability to negotiate? Absolutely not. He was told, you want a deal? You're going to give us all these terrorist people back, and they're going to come back and kill our Americans. This portrayal of Trump has really come to a head because Arizona, even the Ninja Turtles that were out there counting votes, and they said, you know what? Biden wins. Trump hears about it, and he says, there's your proof. We won. This guy is a psychological disaster, and that's all they've got. That's the best they've got, and we have to challenge them every single day. I am with all my Republican friends. I said, you know, I hope you're not taking cattle warmer to prevent COVID. You guys have left the airport without the plane a couple of years ago. So, and you live in fantasy land. You can't even have any integrity because you lost it. Thanks again for letting me air my frustration.
Yeah, that's
with
good.
Our
yeah.
Policy.
Yeah. And for your Republican friends who are taking ivermectin, remember the FDA said, they put out an ad that said, you are not a horse. You are not a horse. Horses weigh 2,000 pounds. You take horse pills for worms to kill COVID. That's what you get. Okay. But the other thing, you're absolutely right. And you know something? I'm going to tell you why Trump did it was to get what looked like a cheap peace agreement quick to go into the election. He didn't care. He didn't care. Say, listen, they all look alike. They all have turbans and beards. I'm negotiating. The average person isn't going to care. The people he let were all terrorists. There are 5,000 of them. He let them go. They're the ones that let the ISIS suicide bomber in from Pakistan to kill 13 of our people. That's who did it. And the head guy in the government over there is one of these things. And right now, they are hanging people. They're displaying dead bodies. They're cutting people's hands off over there for stealing. This is what they're doing. They're flaying people alive in the public marketplace. Go to the marketplace and say, turn over all your daughters who are 12 and over who are not married so our people can marry them for an hour. This is an animal government. Trump set it up. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, happy Devil's Advocate Day. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.